Mark Twain Speaks. Kindly listen as Mark Twain performer Don McNeil brings the wit and wisdom of America's favorite humorist to life. Everyone is welcome, and cigar smoking is encouraged.
At my age, it seems that even striking a match is a major chore, but it's one that I can overcome. I was thinking this week about all the high school and particularly the college graduations, the commencement exercises, but in particular the speeches given by people of some notoriety. And I can remember being asked to speak myself on occasions where I was given honorary degrees, which was somewhat amazing for someone who only finished the fifth grade to be asked to speak to anyone at an institution of higher learning. It was amazing enough that I was asked to speak and receive a degree at the University of Missouri. But then, against all odds, I was able to land the big one, and it came as a big surprise to me. I can remember the day that a cablegram arrived from England, inviting me to come to Oxford and receive an honorary degree on the 26th of the next month. Well, I had already announced that I would not travel to Europe anymore. But this was an exception. Of course I accepted, and without any waste of time. During the past 2 years, I've been saying that I would not do this, but that was before I had any idea it would be offered. I was ready to sail the ocean again and put that resolution behind me when this flattering invitation came. I could have declined an invitation to come over and accept, and I could have done it without any difficulty, but a university degree is quite a different matter. That is a prize which I would go far to get at any time. I take the same childlike delight in a new degree that an Indian might take in a fresh scalp, and I take more pains to conceal my joy than the Indian does. I remember the time when I found a battered old-time picayune in the road when I was a boy and realized that its value was greatly enhanced to me because I had not earned it. I remember the time 10 years later in Keokuk that I found a $50 bill in the street, and that the value of that bill also was vastly enhanced to me by the reflection that I had not earned it. I remember the time in San Francisco, after a further interval of 8 years, when I had been out of work and out of money for 3 months, that I found a 10-cent piece in the crossing at the junction of Commercial and Montgomery Streets and realized that that dime gave me more joy because unearned than 100 earned dimes could have given me. In my time, I have acquired several $100,000, but inasmuch as I earned them, they have possessed nothing more than their face value to me, and so the details and dates of their capture are dim in my memory, and in many cases have passed from my memory altogether. On the contrary, how externally and blazingly visited my recollection are those three unearned finds which I have mentioned. Now then, to me, university degrees are unearned fines, and that being the joy that belongs to the property acquired in that way. And the money fines and the degree fines are just the same in number up to date three, two from Yale and one from Missouri University. It pleased me beyond measure when Yale made me a Master of Arts because I didn't know anything about art. I had another convulsion of pleasure when Yale made me a Doctor of Literature because I was not competent to doctor anybody's literature but my own and couldn't even keep my own in a healthy condition without my wife's help. I rejoiced again when Missouri University made me a Doctor of Laws because it was all clear profit. I, not knowing anything about laws except how to evade them and hopefully how not to get caught. And now at Oxford, I am to be made a Doctor of Letters. All clear profit, because what I don't know about letters would make me a multimillionaire if I could turn it into cash. Oxford is healing a secret old sore of mine, which had been causing me sharp anguish once a year for many, many years. Privately, I am quite well aware that for a generation I have been as widely celebrated a literary person as America has ever produced, and I am also privately aware that in my own peculiar line, I have stood at the head of my guild during all that time, with none to dispute me the place, and it has been an annual pain to me to see our universities confer an aggregate of 250 honorary degrees upon persons of small and temporary consequence, persons of local and small notoriety, persons who drift into obscurity and are forgotten within 10 years, and never a degree offered to me. In these past 35 or 40 years, I have seen universities distribute 9,000 or 10,000 honorary degrees and overlook me every time. Of all those thousands, not 50 were known outside of America, and not 100 are still famous within America. This neglect would have killed a less robust person than I am, but it has not killed me. It has only shortened my life and weakened my constitution. But I shall get my strength back now. Out of those decorated and forgotten thousands, not more than 10 have been decorated by Oxford. And I am quite well aware, and so is America, and so is the rest of Christendom, that an Oxford decoration is a loftier distinction than is conferable by any other university on either side of the ocean, and is worth 25 of any other, whether foreign or domestic. Now then, having purged myself of this 35 years accumulation of bile and injured pride, I plan to drop the matter and smooth my feathers down and talk about something else. Imagine someone with nothing more than a fifth grade education being honored by the most prestigious university in the world. The only thing that could have made it more perfect would have been if some of my classmates from the fifth grade, if they had seen this, I wonder if they could have believed it was happening. And what about my mother, the woman who had to shake me out of bed hundreds of times, force me to go to school, and try to catch me the many, many, many times I played hooky, if she could see me getting honored at Oxford University? What an occasion that could have been. Thank you.